From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A judge in Cairo today ordered that Hosni Mubarak spend the rest of his life in prison for his part in the deaths of hundreds of protesters during the uprising that drove him from power last year. The former president sat stone-faced and frowning as the judge announced the decision. Kimberly Adams reports Egyptians are expressing relief.
Many people that I have talked to thus far seem happy that there was a conviction. Even if it wasn't the death penalty, which a lot of people wanted, many people are just happy he was convicted, and they say that's at least some kind of justice.
Reporter Kimberly Adams in Cairo. Mubarak was then flown by helicopter to a prison hospital. He's 84 and had been held in a military hospital during the trial. NATO forces rescued four hostages held in a cave in northern Afghanistan, including a British woman and a Kenyan woman. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports all five kidnappers were killed.
The hostages were medical charity workers who had been bringing aid to remote mountain communities in Badakhshan province when they disappeared on May 22nd. Ransom demands followed shortly after. NATO officials said a team of soldiers were inserted by helicopter under cover of darkness, located the hostages in a cave, and rescued them before dawn local time. The British and Kenyan women are now receiving aid from the UK embassy in Afghanistan. Officials in Badakhshan province said the kidnappers were criminals. NATO officials said the group had close links to Taliban insurgents. The line between criminal and insurgent activity is often blurry. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said today the U.S. and China must learn to work better together for the benefit of the Asia-Pacific region. He spoke at a security conference in Singapore. Panetta said the U.S. and China understand their conflicts, but must improve their communications and military relationship. The recall election of Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is only a few days away. NPR's David Shaper reports both the Republican incumbent and the Democratic challenger Tom Barrett are stumping with the help of national political heavyweights.
Campaigning downtown Milwaukee with the city's mayor, Tom Barrett, former President Bill Clinton evoked a sense of urgency.
This is a big deal.
And Clinton blasted what he called Scott Walker's divide and conquer, never compromise style.
That is what is wrong with America today. It is not the road back. It is a road to a dead end.
At a factory in a Milwaukee suburb, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley explained why she's campaigning for Walker.
It's because he had the courage to go through the burn. He had the courage to take it on even when it got ugly, and he never stopped. He never stopped.
Haley urges Wisconsin voters to reward Walker's courage with a victory on Tuesday. David Shaper, NPR News, Milwaukee.
This is NPR News. Officials in New Mexico report firefighters have now contained about 15% of the largest wildfire in state history. The blaze in the Gila National Forest is also the largest wildfire in the nation at this time. It's burned more than 354 square miles. Denise Ottaviano is a spokeswoman for the U.S. Forest Service. She says the blaze spread quickly.
This area has been in a drought for several years, so the fuels are extremely dry. The temperatures are extremely hot.
The fire has destroyed a dozen cabins and eight outbuildings. An ambitious plan to build a $4 billion convention center and casino in New York City has fallen through. The governor of New York says talks with the developer have stalled. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Governor Andrew Cuomo wanted to put a casino and the nation's largest convention center near the Aqueduct Racetrack and JFK Airport in Queens. In his State of the State speech earlier this year, Cuomo said the plan would create tens of thousands of jobs. The Malaysian gambling company Genting was supposed to foot the bill, but in an interview with WOR Radio, Cuomo acknowledged that no longer appears likely.
We had those conversations going on for a few weeks. The conversations haven't really worked out.
Cuomo says the state is now having discussions with other gaming companies. He still plans to move forward with a constitutional amendment to legalize casino gambling in New York. Joel Rose, NPR News.
New York City's Metropolitan Museum of Art is being asked to give up two ancient statues that have been a highlight of its Southeast Asian collection for 20 years. The New York Times reports the Cambodian government says the figures were stolen around 1970. They date to the 10th century. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.